Shopify grows your business no matter how far or big you grow. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're selling your fans' next favorite shirt or an exclusive piece of podcast merch, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/income, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/income now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in.
Welcome to Nintendo Dads, episode 421, recorded on April 6th, 2023. On tonight's episode, we talk about nothing, absolutely nothing, because all we want to talk about is the Nintendo Super Mario movie. That's all we want to talk about. So we're going to get this done. Jesse, you know what to do.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Nintendo Dads. I'm Marty Estes, and joining me on the show tonight, number 421, is Jesse Waldack, Tim Off, and Justin Masson. And we are in the aftermath, or as some people may even be waiting to see, the Mario movie has released. People have seen it. It's not just celebrities who walked a red carpet who have seen it. We have seen it. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that later on. But how are you guys doing here at the top of the show? How's it going?
Doing good here. I was just excited, obviously, as you can tell, because yeah. We got to see what we've been building up for how long now?
A long time.
So yeah, it's
many years
building up for this, dreaming of this, hoping for, you know, a good representation in the movie theater of our favorite character, one of our favorite characters, you know. So it's hard to not talk about anything else but that, but I'm excited, of course, about, you know, other things like playing Fire Emblem Engaged. So
I would argue Timothy Off, that we're still waiting for a good representation.
You're supposed to save this for the spoiler cast.
What's happening with the spoiler cast, Marty? Tell us more.
So we're going to do an abbreviated show this week, and we are going to just power through so that we can get to a giant, mega, powered up spoiler cast where we're going to give you a complete, detailed breakdown of what we thought about the Mario movie with no holds barred. We're going to talk about specific scenes. We're going to talk about it, but we're saving that for a show that's going to be posted later. It's actually going to release the same day that this show is going to release, but it'll be a little bit later, so that you can choose whether or not to listen to that or just go see the movie on your own. We don't want to ruin it for you. We don't want to be those guys who just rampantly spoil it, but that means that we've got some show to cut through before that happens. So how about we dive straight into the news, shall we?
Of course, I think we should dive right into the sponsorship so Justin has to read it with a mouthful of food.
If what you can't see is Justin's finishing dinner. Thursdays are hard for Justin. Anyway, our news is brought to us each and every week by you guys over at patreon.com/NintendoDads, where for as little as a dollar a month, you can jump into what is quite possibly the greatest community on the internet of all time. It's fantastic over there, and you should come and check it out. $1 a month gets you access to the Discord. $5 gets you the full slate of sub-channels. $10 a month, pre- and post-show audio and an art card quarterly. And then for $30, you get to be like our buddy Dave Ernsberger, who was on a couple weeks ago. And you get to be a Patreon producer, and you get to be on the show. You get to bring a topic. You get to hang out with us, and we would love for you to do that. There's still spots for that available as well. So head over to patreon.com. patreon.com/NintendoDads and join up. Not much news this week, guys, except for the fact that, you know, Nintendo actually made a movie and it's out and people could go see it. But let's talk about a couple of game releases really quick. First and foremost, almost overshadowed in the light of Mario being released, Nintendo shared with us this week that Pokemon Stadium will be available next week on NSO. It's coming out April 12th. You have to have the expansion pack to have this, obviously, because it's a Nintendo 64 game. Pokemon Stadium was the first time that Pokemon made the leap off of handheld and into a console realm. So it was a really big deal when this came out back in the Nintendo 64 days. And the big deal about it was that you were able to share your Pokemon from your copy of the handheld game and battle them on screen, right? Really? Let's be honest. 3D. That's all it was. There's no story mode. There's no single player game. If you want to play it by yourself, you can like battle a team of six Pokemon versus the others. It gets boring very quickly. And it's going to be even more boring because Nintendo has chosen to not have the ability to switch over Pokemon. And really, how would they? Because Game Boy Pokemon isn't on the Switch yet. And so maybe that'll happen. Who knows? Jesse, you're our resident Pokemon master. You don't get to talk about Pokemon a lot anymore. Do you think, is there a good chance that we're going to see that connectivity come if Nintendo puts those games on NSO Game Boy?
I think that's the only reason why they would put them on NSO Game Boy. If they're not going to put them on Game Boy, then there's no point in that connectivity because there's nothing to connect to. So I think if they do release it, they kind of have to. If they don't, a lot of people are going to get more upset. People are upset now because you can't copy of it. But again, there's nothing to copy it from. Okay. And there is a little confusion. Marty, I think you're mute. You were quiet.
Yep. Sorry. My thing is, so you feel like people who are upset about this, are they making a mountain out of a molehill?
Today, yes. Again, because there's nothing to connect it to. But in the future, if they add the Gen 1 games to NSO Game Boy, then they kind of have to add the link capabilities, or people will be more upset. And I think rightfully so.
I think that's a great point, is that by releasing Pokemon Stadium first, Nintendo's kind of backing themselves into a corner with this. But I mean, hey, yeah. The Pokemon company.
This is what everyone was expecting to be announced at the end of February, and it didn't.
Yeah.
So this still might happen, but still may never happen as well.
The Pokemon company's kind of backed itself into a corner in a lot of ways lately. I don't know. This was just something I saw come up today, that the CEO and the president of the Pokemon company both resigned on the same day. They stepped down. So there's something going on there. So what it is, we don't know.
One thing that is confusing some people, because they're saying, oh, we're getting Stadium, but Japan's getting Stadium too. What's going on with that? And the answer to that is their original Pokemon Stadium in Japan was only like a roster of like 30 or 35 Pokemon. And we didn't get it here. So they got an enhanced version called Stadium 2, which had the entire 151 roster of Gen 1. And that's what we got as Pokemon Stadium. So that's the difference in there. If we get the Gen 2 version that includes Gold and Silver, in North America, it was called Stadium 2. But in Japan, it was called Stadium Gold and Silver. So
that's not confusing at all.
Not at all.
Speaking of confusing, let's talk about this next release, which I'm actually kind of hyped about. Final Fantasy Pixel Remasters on the Switch now have a release date of April 19th, bringing some new details with them. There will be a new font, which was shown off during the announcement trailer. It looks way better. You'll also be able to switch between original soundtracks and remastered ones, adjust the difficulty. You can disable encounters, change a multiplier for XP, gil, blah, 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 blah. But pre-orders are available now, and this is where it gets confusing. If you're like Jesse and you ordered the $300 collector's edition, then you don't have to worry about this. Yes, Justin, the collector's edition of Final Fantasy Pixel Remastered was $300 or more. Hey, listen, that he... Anyway, there's pre-orders available now. You could do like me. You can pre-order the bundle.
Okay, I know someone who paid $700 for Chicken Wiggle. you know, some people are crazy like that.
God, he went there. Wow. We may need to timestamp that moment. You can pre-order the 6-game bundle right now. It's $74.99, or you can buy them separately. With Final Fantasy 1 and 2 sold separately for $11.99 each, and then 3 through 6 sold separately for $17.99 each. Apparently, when you get into 3, above 3, you have to add an additional $6 for whatever. But with this release on the 19th, every mainline Final Fantasy game will be available to play on the Switch except for 11, 13, and 14. So it's pretty incredible when you think about it that, Square Enix for so long seemed like they hated Nintendo and wanted nothing to do with any Nintendo system. And then, hey, follow the money, right? Go where the money is. Speaking of going where the money is, let's
That's
take
what EA needs to do.
Yep. And they need to. Who makes NHL 94?
EA. Sports.
Okay, whatever. It's sports. So, I don't care.
But what I don't know, what I don't know is if those physical versions are going to be shipped in time for an April 19 release or when they're going to come out. Because I'm definitely this is already the double dip for me since I bought them on Steam. I'm not going to triple dip them and get them digitally.
Yeah.
I'll be waiting for that cart for a change.
Look, here's the deal. You've got other games you need to finish, and you know it. See, he grins because he knows I'm right. Let's take a quick break right here to hear from our sponsors at Manscaped.
It helps if you're not muted, Justin.
Support of Nintendo Dads is brought to you by Manscaped. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, over here at Nintendo Dads HQ, we absolutely love Manscaped, and we have for, actually before they were even a sponsor. Started off with a little bit of the Weed Whacker 4.0 and has progressed to these magical products that they now offer. Have we told you about the amazing body wash they offer? How about the deodorant? How about the lip chap? How about crop dusting, right? How about foot dusters? All right. Well, you're like, oh, those are amazing products. Well, what about creams and lotions? What else they got?
Special creams and lotions.
Yeah. Like I said, the Weed Whacker 2.0, the Lawnmower 4.0. They like 0.0s. This is important things. And by the way, they are now into the beard game. That's right. The beard game. I'm going to tell you right now, for a guy who doesn't even grow a beard, that they have the best beard trimmer I have ever used. This thing gets shaggy every week. I got to get it, trim it. Let me tell you, it is the absolute best trim I ever
had. Did you know that they sell cologne now too?
They've been selling that for a while.
Two cents.
Yeah.
They're exquisite.
These are amazing products that you will use every single day. I'm going to be honest after I'm done with one of the products, like whether I'm done my body wash, the deodorant, I just feel good. Like I'm like, man, this is a good product. I like this. Smells great. My wife likes the smell of it. I feel great. And they don't look weird. They are, awesome, awesome products. And so, listen, every single person I've given a Manscaped product to as a gift, they're like, wow, this is incredible. What do I do, Justin? And I said, here's what you do. You head over to your computer. You use your little fingers. You tap, tap, tappity tap, or go onto the websites, whatever. And you go, you find what you want. And then you use the promo code NINDADS, NINDADS, for 20% off and free shipping. That is a tremendous deal. And not only is supporting, not only you get an amazing product, by the way, you're supporting us, which is also awesome. And we appreciate that. So again, head over to manscaped.com, use the promo code NINDADS, NINDADS, for 20% off and free shipping. Back to you. Listen, I know we're buzzing through this, but are we like, I know we're doing our spoiler cast on our thoughts on the Mario movie, but do we want to just like talk about the Mario movie stuff up here at the top of the.
We were saving that for the.
The spoiler cast is where we'll chat about this. This is for people who are like, oh, I haven't heard about it or haven't seen the Mario movie. We can at least talk about some of this stuff.
All right, Jesse, let's do a let's discuss.
Thanks, Tim.
Nice audible there, Tim.
Let's do a nice non-spoilery discussion of Mario movie.
Sure.
It'll be hard, surprisingly yeah. hard, I think.
So let's just talk about some of these, some of the records and things that the Mario movie has already been breaking. Mario Brothers, the movie, has already brought in over $66 million worldwide in its first day. Its first day, which is pretty incredible. The movie has already broken several records. Biggest opening day for a video game adaptation in the U.S., biggest opening day for an animated movie in 11 markets. And in Central America, it was the second biggest opening day of any movie of all time. Can you guess what the first one was? You can't look at the notes and guess.
I already saw the notes.
Anybody want to guess?
I wrote the notes.
Well, Justin, have you seen the notes?
It's going to be Marvel, probably.
Right? It's definitely Marvel. I'll give you that.
First Avengers?
Okay. It's actually the second, third, whichever one you want. It's actually the fourth Avengers. It's Endgame. Endgame was the fourth Avengers movie. And so that is the top spot, as it probably should be. But Mario is now the second biggest opening day of any movie. And who knows, there it could go on to become number one. also, in a comment during an interview leading up to this movie, Shigeru Miyamoto said with a smile, Mario fans should, quote, stay tuned to future directs. And so, you know, we've speculated and wondered why a Mario movie or a Mario game didn't come out to kind of like launch alongside the movie to tie in. Maybe there's one there.
This episode is brought to you by Intuit, the technology platform that brings financial confidence with products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. You might have learned the recorder in school, but probably not how to navigate the financial world. Luckily, Intuit's on a mission to help with the free Intuit for Education program. It provides students with the lessons to learn essential skills, like how to build credit, file taxes, and budget. Check out their free resources at intuit.com/education.
This episode is brought to you by Liquid IV. When you hydrate with Liquid IV, you're powered by HydraScience. HydraScience is Liquid IV's science-backed formula with an optimized ratio of electrolytes, vitamins, and nutrients. Experience great-tasting hydration for mental clarity, physical endurance, and overall well-being. Sip into something that up-levels every moment. Liquid IV. Tear. Pour. Live more. Visit us at liquidiv.com.
Guys, just some initial thoughts here. I know we'll get into the weeds and get into spoilers here. Let's do this. Let's do this to appease Justin and the folks who maybe don't want the spoilery talk. Let's do this. You have 2 minutes to talk about the movie with non-spoilers. Masson, I'm going to start with you.
Okay. Tons of Easter eggs. Not a shock. I got over the voice acting pretty fast. Jack Black does an amazing job, eats the scenery. If you've seen any of the trailers, the Star Luma is my favorite character, and I want to see everything with that in it now going forward. And for those of you that like, I know the internet is abuzz and upset because of the fact that, like, you know, there isn't much of a story. I would argue that there is never much of a story with Super Mario. So get over yourself. This is not a inside introspection about the meaning of life that you should be expecting from Super Mario. These are the same people that made the Minions. So bring it back a notch. I had a great time. We went and saw it on my family at like 9 o'clock show. It was it wasn't a sold out theater at 9 o'clock, like 9:15, but it was pretty packed. And all the other shows that it, like the 7 o'clocks, were all packed as well. This will absolutely have a sequel. There's no doubt. Right. And I would also say, so Miyamoto's statement of like, watch for a Nintendo Direct is the most PR way of saying, like, I have nothing to tell you, but if we are ever going to say anything, it's going to be through this channel, which is Nintendo Directs. So when everyone's like, oh, they got a Mario game. And water is wet. Of course they have a Mario game. They started making a Mario game the day after Mario Odyssey was released. Of course they do. Just when it's released is the question. But yeah, that's it. Also, where the heck can I get the soundtrack? No, I don't want to buy it from 8-bit or whatever it is. How can I not just get the soundtrack on Apple Music?
I don't know that there is there an official soundtrack.
There is. I am 8-bit released it, did a package for it today. They announced it. It's on IGN's page as well. And it, you can get a vinyl, a cassette, a poster, and something else.
Who should goes on sale tomorrow.
I don't know either.
It's a new thing. Actually, I was at Urban Outfitters and they were selling essentially Walkmans there.
Yeah, more people use vinyl than cassettes, which is funny. Also, a funny statement to say in 2023.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, so I think the soundtrack was awesome. I want that soundtrack though.
Okay. Somebody else. 2 minutes.
So the trail, you know, the always the concern is, oh, I don't want to watch anything on the internet about this because they're going to give away too much of the movie. No, they don't. Essentially, the first 5 minutes of the movie is what you see, and what we saw in the trailers and stuff. And
yes,
so it was like, oh, that they just basically showed us the beginning of this movie, the first 5 minutes of the movie, and everything they've distributed. So nothing to worry about there. And but like Justin said, it is it's you're not going there for the story. You're going there because of the history with Mario and why and whether you are into it like us doing a podcast about it or just somebody who touched a controller back in the 80s and because your friends had it or maybe you, your older brother or sister had it. Maybe you had it for a second. Everybody's touched something Mario at one point in their life most of the time. And even if you didn't, there's something there because for the kids. Because again, I don't know what the critics are looking for in a kids movie. Because again, this is a kids movie that plays towards the nostalgia of the parents. So that's how you get parents to come in and enjoy the movie with their kids. So that's pretty much it. That's all I have to say about that. Go see it.
Wait, they want $43 for the LPs?
The LPs.
What about you, Jesse? Your thoughts?
I can't think of much that hasn't already been said. Because everything I want to say is spoilery. But kind of the piggyback on the Miyamoto thing from what Justin said. Yeah, I didn't take that as there'll be an announcement next week or next month. I took it that as it'll be announced with the Switch successor, maybe. 2025, maybe. It's just not going to be anything we see anytime soon, so don't worry about it. But yeah, there was, I think, one voice that I couldn't wrap my head around. We'll talk about that in the spoiler cast. But other than that, I was okay with the other voices. Pratt's voice was fine, you know, and it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. I still say if it was the Martin A voice for 90 minutes, that would have been grinding. But but other than that, yeah, it was a fun movie. You know, it's definitely a movie for Mario fans and gamers, not your 40-20 movie critics who never had touched a game in their lives. That's why you look at Rotten Tomatoes, it'll be in the 40s or 50s, because the people like that are pulling it down. It is a fun movie. If you like fun, watch it.
Yeah. I would actually argue with something that Justin said earlier. Not that I disagree with him. If you go into this looking for a complicated plot, you obviously have never played a Mario game. But I would say that this movie probably has more plot than we've ever gotten for Mario. Outside of Super Mario RPG / Paper Mario / any of those. This is the most plot.
Yeah.
This is the most character building and the most world building we've ever
not
had.
Not by much, Mario. But yes, it is more.
I'm not saying it's not a dump truck load. It's more like a bucket of lukewarm water that's thrown on a raging fire. You know, it makes a difference, but not much. But there's so much that's unexplained. My only, somebody asked me earlier today, you know, what's your spoiler-free review of the movie, and I was like, look, it's an incredibly fun movie. You're going to go and have a blast. It's amazingly gorgeous. Like, oh my gosh. I did see it in 3D, and I will say that there's absolutely no reason for you to see it in 3D because it adds nothing to the movie. There's no like super 3D scenes. There's like sometimes when there's snow or ash or something, and it does kind of look 3D. The only reason I saw it in 3D was that was the time that worked for me to see it last night. Right. And that's the showing. That's the type of movie that they were of show they were showing. The soundtrack, like Justin's already mentioned this, the soundtrack is so good. It's y'all listen. When I say this, when he talks about Easter eggs, it's not just Mario stuff. Like, it's not just like Mario in-game stuff. Like, listen for the other stuff, okay? And the Easter eggs, this is a treasure hunt. This whole movie is a treasure hunt for Nintendo fans. There's so much here. I think the casting was absolutely spot on. Charlie Day as Luigi is amazing. Bowser, Jack Black is amazing.
He just steals the scenes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I would just like to say that I was right because I said that early on. I said Bowser's going to eat it up. He's going to steal the scenes and he's going to do this, this, and this, and this. And he did this, this, and this, this. It should have been a prediction, year end prediction. I could have won. Overall, great movie. I really don't want to hear any criticisms about the movie from anybody who's not 13 years or under or a lifelong Mario fan. I don't care. We're not looking for Scorsese here. Is it better than the Super Mario Brothers Super Show? Thank God, yes. Is it better than the live action Mario movie from the early 90s? Thank God, yes. It's worth your money. It's worth your time to go see. I can't wait to see it again. And Justin, this one's for you. I thought one of the strongest characters in the entire movie was Donkey Kong.
Well, he was very strong.
Literally and figuratively, he was strong.
The Yoder was pretty strong too.
Yeah. That's our spoiler-free review of the Mario movie. You should definitely go see it. I hope it makes $1 billion. You should definitely stay through the entire credits to see both end credit scenes. And if you have seen it and you didn't see two scenes, why did you leave?
The family next to me was ready to take off. I'm like, there's going to be two extra scenes. Hold on.
Yeah. It's worth, they're worth it. Even if one's a little underwhelming, and we'll talk about that when we get to the spoiler cast, which you'll be able to hear as of 10 a.m. or roundabouts today, as you hear this podcast. So if you're listening early in the morning, just know there's going to be a video on demand that's coming out on YouTube. There will also be an audio recording of our spoiler cast as well. And it will be, let me say it again, so everybody's clear, it will be no holds barred. We are going to dive into every aspect of the movie that we feel like talking about. And so if you listen to that and you haven't seen it, and you're like, they spoiled me. Sucks to suck. We warned you.
And it was in the title.
That's right.
And we will warn you before we dive into it.
That's right. So with all that being said, let's talk about some events. All right, Tim, hit us up. What's coming up?
All right. Now I can talk about events. So Discord community events, The Table, every second Wednesday of the month at 9 a.m. Eastern time and every third Friday of the month at 10 p.m. Eastern time. The community gets together at The Table, otherwise known as Discord voice, the chat room, essentially, to discuss whatever is on everyone's mind. Want to join in? Email us at nintendodads@gmail.com or DM us on social media to learn more. And in case you didn't know, whether you subscribe to us via Patreon or Twitch, you get access to Discord and a schwack load of events like The Table and Monthly Mayhem. And like we talked about before, we hinted at, we will have a prize with Tears of the Kingdom in mind coming up for all of our subscribers. So stay tuned for details on that. We also have Monthly Mayhem running in our Discord. Which the Dad's After Dark show runs for us for the whole community. It ends April 9th, so a few days left by the time you're hearing this, if you're not listening to us live right now, to get your scores in. So make sure you go to Discord and read. If you're not already in it, you got a few days, maybe you can get some good high scores and then win some prizes. So go check that out in our Discord as well. Again, you got to be a subscriber to be able to get into the Discord. And then don't forget, if you're going to see Mario movie, the Super Mario Brothers movie, if you haven't done it already, don't forget to take your 3DS like I did when I saw it Wednesday night. I forgot to bring it, but there wasn't very many people when I saw it. But when I go see it with Sam, I'm bringing it and hopefully get some street passes because we're trying to do hashtag one last pass. Mike from the Gamerheads podcast reached out to us to suggest that everyone seeing the Super Mario Brothers movie on opening weekend bring their 3DSs with them in hopes of having one last hurrah for Street Pass. So don't forget to do that.
I did bring my 3DS and got.
Did you get a Street Pass?
Zero Street Passes.
The 3DS is dead. Oh, yeah, the 3DS is dead.
Let's move on to what we've been playing.
All right, Justin, you have nothing. Have you been playing anything? Do you play video games anymore?
I've been playing Bayonetta Origins.
Really?
Still trucking through that. I'm about 32% through it, and I'm really enjoying it. It's
you like it.
I do like it, yeah, and I haven't liked Bayonetta games, but it's such a, they just did such a masterclass, and like the VO is fantastic, and like the storybook art style that they're going for, and the actual like page flipping, and it literally just feels like you're sitting around like listening to someone read an amazing story, and you get to play it, and so it's going really, really well. I'm super, super enjoying it. Oh, and Wild Frost. Man, that Wild Frost demo that was out recently, I put probably 4 or 5 hours into that thing. Literally downloaded it on different switches and like just played and played and played. Cannot wait for that to be released next week. Super excited for it. So yeah, that's it.
Cool.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ah yes, the magnificent Trolley Sour Bright Crawler, also known as Trollicus Brightolus. The worm's captivating neon colour makes it an easy, gummy prey.
Trolley!
It's a surprisingly sour, invitingly chewy, staggeringly snackable species unlike anything else found on this planet.
Eat me!
Delicious. Visit Trolley.com to shop now.
Trolley, eat me!
Tim. Unlike Justin, you have a long list.
That's only three games. Two of them, well, actually all three I've done videos for, but Dredge is the first one. Team 17 sent us a code for that. And it is basically you're on a ship and you're fishing, but there's more than just that. You are dredging for treasure, monsters, mysteries. You take all of these things you find in the water and sell them to different harbors in around different islands. And you also learn some stories, some mysteries. There's a lot more to that. There is a demo to this game. So I highly suggest if anything sounded interesting there to at least go check it out. I do have a first look at the game. Barely touches on hardly what's in that game. There's a lot more content. So go check out what I started there. If you want to get a taste of it, then maybe download the demo if anything you watch there is interesting. But I plan on playing some more of it and doing a let's play view once I get a little further into it to show kind of like more content that's there. Skinny Matt in our community and also does his own show too. I forget the name of it right now, but has played the demo and absolutely loves it. And we have a few other members in the community that love it. So it's highly recommended throughout the community to check that out. Again, it's called Dredge. Batora Lost Haven is also a Team 17 game that they sent a code for us for to check out. And this is a hack and slash twin stick shooter hybrid game. So
that's a lot of words.
There's a lot going on there, but I'm loving it so far. So it's an RPG, action RPG, does your typical thing, like think old school God of War, where you go and you update your character by collecting things and boosting up your abilities there. And you can also pick some of your skills. But again, I just did a first look there. The first, I think, 50 minutes of the game. Again, just touching the surface. There's a lot going on there. So far, a fun little story of your character taking on the abilities of the sun and the moon to try to save the planet after an apocalypse. But you're also helping other villages in other planets as you regain some of the powers that you supposedly had before, or that your predecessors had before. So there's a lot to the story. There's a lot to the game. Again, it is a hack and slash, but the twin stick part is basically you do hack and slash, but you use the right stick to point certain combos to unleash better hits on your enemies. And then you also have to take into account that because you have both the sun and the moon, that certain enemies take more damage depending on whether you're using your sun powers or your moon powers. So again, there's more going on in the game that I'm learning, and I hope to do another video of that as well, a let's play of that. But I'm trying not to spend too much time on those games because I'm trying to finish Fire Emblem Engage still. And I did a video on that, a recent stream this past Monday night, I think. Monday or Tuesday night, I did a stream like longer than I expected. It was like two and a half hour stream of me playing Fire Emblem Engage and engaging with the community. Funny, not trying to be punny, but that's what happened. A lot of people playing Engage and giving me advice because this is my first, I wouldn't say it's my first Fire Emblem Engage, but it's my first one that I've gotten this far and that I'm really having a blast in. Yes, I'm engaged to it. It's lots of Engage. But it's again, you can go watch it and, you know, fast forward some of the boring stuff if you want, but I'm having a blast with the game. The community is doing helping me out a lot. Like Funchy from Twitter joined in, and that one of the people from that podcast helped me out with learning about making sure I maximize the skills that my characters have, classes and all that kind of stuff. So that's what's slowing me down is I have like two chapters left to do, but in the mainline story, but I'm trying to finish off a lot of the side quests, most of it, if not all of it, so I can basically have my characters overpowered and go in the last two chapters and just devastate, you know, destroy the enemy and stuff. So that's what I've been playing. Yeah, that's what they want me to think, for sure. But I'm enjoying it. I do want to finish it. I was just telling them in the stream, like, stop. You know, they're telling me to go do finish this, go do that paralog, or go do that divine paralog. And then they just dropped the new fell dragon paralog, whatever they call that one. But I haven't started that one because I'm trying to stay focused here. But there might be some benefits to doing that one as well. So, but again, Fire Emblem Engage, awesome game for me. This is the game that's making me like Fire Emblem. So that's what I've been playing. Huh.
Good for you. That's awesome. Jesse, what about you? What you've been playing?
So I forgot to talk about it last week, but I played the Diablo 4 beta they had open beta last weekend or two weekends ago. And, you know, I liked the start of the game more than I thought I would. But kind of like the more I went in, I'm like, yeah, I can see this. This is already starting to get old. This is, I can see myself getting to the point where, you know, I need to group with others. And that's kind of where I start falling off. That's where I fell off of Diablo 3. There was a lot. They added a lot more side quests than I remember the previous Diablo games having. So that kind of gave me things to do. The first time I played it on a console, I played the previous three Diablo games with mouse and keyboard on PC. So that was new to me. But I'm told that Diablo 4 played pretty similar to Diablo 3 on console. It was fun. I don't know if I'm going to buy it when it comes out. We'll see what else is happening at around that time. I played that on PlayStation 5, obviously. And then another PlayStation game. I haven't had a chance to play any Switch games this week, but I picked up a game.
Welcome called, to PlayStation Dads.
Right. called The Solitaire Conspiracy. It was on sale, I think normally $10. It was on sale for 99 cents. Otherwise, I wouldn't have picked it up. It's, you know, think Pocket Card Jockey. It combines solitaire with a horse racing scenario. This is combining solitaire with a spy story.
Interesting.
It was interesting. It had a lot of twists and turns and multiple groups of people involved. The ending was kind of predictable. I kind of saw that coming up, you know, a mile away. It's a relatively short game. It's like 5 hours. So, yeah, I'm glad I paid $1 for it instead of 10. But, you know, for a one-time killer, it wasn't bad.
Nice.
But yeah, this weekend we did a lot of cleaning and preparing for a weekend trip this weekend. So, yeah, I haven't barely touched my Switch. So that's all I've got.
It's fair.
Gotcha. I've only been playing one game this week because I've been really busy. It's called Lunark, which is out from our friends over at WayForward. Right now, it actually launched on Nintendo Switch on the 31st, or it's either the 31st or the 28th of... it was the 30th. I was totally wrong. It was the 30th on Switch. And if you are a fan of old school Prince of Persia, like we're talking PC Prince of Persia, or Out of This World, I think, didn't that game get another name eventually?
Flashback, maybe?
No, Flashback was the sequel, actually, okay. Or the spiritual successor. I'm thinking that Out of This World got called something else.
It did, but eventually. I don't remember.
Another World. It ended up being called Another World. I don't know why it changed, but I played it on the Super Nintendo as Out of This World. I played Flashback too. And so if you think about very beautifully rendered pixel art game with, it's a puzzle, but it's also kind of like an action adventure game as well. So if you think about how like that old school Prince of Persia or Out of This World played, this plays a lot like that. You start as this guy who he gets tangled up in some shady business because he's working for this guy. You play it. His name is Leo, is your main character. And the very first of the game, like you're dumped out into this world and he arrives in his ship and starts talking to people and he ends up controlling a robot. And apparently there's something going on with that. Like he works for this guy who's building droids and he sends him on this quest because of these quote abilities he has to go to these ruins and find an artifact. And when you get there, you of course fight your way to the thing. To the artifact, and you find another person who looks like you, and you're like, "What? You've just been sitting down here?" And he's like, "Yeah, I'll explain it all later." Because your character, like the other people, are humans, but you have kind of like a cat face, like it's like a feline type face, but it's not very pronounced. Like it's like a human's face structure with like a cat nose. It's, and this other guy looks kind of like you. And so as far as I got, you can go and see the first like 25, 30 minutes of it on our YouTube channel. I did a first look at it. That's as far as I got into the game. So I don't know anything about abilities or anything, but I can tell you this. It's gorgeous. The music is awesome. You should definitely play with headphones because it like plays with some of the stereo quality, like back and forth in your headphones. I love the combat system because you get this gun that is like, it has unlimited ammo, but it has to recharge. So like if you shoot three or four times, it decharges and then you have to let it charge all the way back up. If you remember Another World or slash Out of This World, it has like a shield element where you can pick up shield charges and put them in front of you to protect yourself. I did not find anything about it that I didn't like. Like if you go into it, like some people may go in and it's like, this guy controls like a tank. Well, yeah, it's very slow paced. It's not very like quick, you know, reaction twitchy, but you do have to like time your jumps and stuff like that, or you will die. But there's a health recovery system. It's really easy to understand where your health is. And once you kind of get the hang of playing, or if you know what that genre of game is like from flashback and things like that, then you kind of get it from the beginning. I think this is a huge win. I remember when it got like announced early March, I was immediately drawn to it and I can't wait to play more of it. So that's what and I guess I would say this too. Like I had a friend of mine who built me a custom Game Boy Advance that I showed off on my social media a couple weeks ago. He bought an old Game Boy Advance, the long, not the GBA SP, but the original Game Boy Advance, took it out of its shell, bought a brand new shell with Mega Man on it. It's like clear blue plastic. It has Mega Man like inspired stickers and buttons. And the screen that he put in it has backlight ability with like 15 brightness settings. And then up at the top, there's a touch button as well where you can change it to be like black and white, or you can put scan lines in it, you know, or you can make it green like the original 3DS, or I mean the original Game Boy. And he gifted this to me. And so I know it's crazy. I've been playing Mother 3 because I can finally play it. I had a cartridge. I've been playing Mother 3 and I got through. If you've ever played the game, you know, there's a tragedy that happens early on. And I haven't had too much time to play it because I've just kind of gotten past that and I'm progressing on, but I'm loving the game. It's hard, y'all. I kind of understand, like, as far as like a difficulty level, I can kind of understand why Mother 3 never came over here, because it is from the jump. It's a difficult game. It's very grindy. It makes you feel like I haven't found any enemies yet that I feel like, oh man, I'm just going to overpower these guys, you know, like I'm just going to truck through here. That not found that yet. And I'm level 15. So I'm looking forward to more of that game as well. And it looks amazing on that screen. Although I burned through like the first set of batteries, like within 3 hours, because I was on the highest brightness setting. And yeah, it.
At Best Western, we can't promise you the perfect weekend hiking trip or the perfect sunset. We cannot promise you'll make a new friend on the trail. It's certainly possible. We just can't guarantee it. And you probably shouldn't force it. But we can promise you this. With over 4,200 hotels worldwide, you can find a warm welcome and a comfortable room right on the way to where you're going. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Introducing Batiste sweat-activated and touch-activated dry shampoo. With breakthrough technology that absorbs oil and releases bursts of fragrance whenever you sweat or touch your hair for up to 24 hours, it's the ultimate hair care for girls on the go. Try the newest dry shampoo that's activated by you. Batiste, the future of hair care is here. Buy Batiste dry shampoo online or in store at your nearest retailer.
It doesn't. But I did find, you know, some people who listened to our show a while ago gifted me some games, just gifted them to me. And I actually had some that I bought with a Game Boy Micro that I had. And so I have this gifted copy of Fall of the Foot Clan, the old Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game. and Final Fantasy IV Advance here that I'm not ever going to play because now I've bought the Pixel Remasters and they're going to be on my Switch. But this is the one. This when I got the thing, I had to try this game first. It's a Game Boy Tetris. I love Game Boy Tetris. Nice.
Did you switch it to the green screen when you put that
in? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's very limited. One of the other cool things it does, too, is it does, like, yes, that's exactly the one I have.
Yeah. This might be my playing game tomorrow, then.
There you
now
go.
That you, now that you reminded me.
Have you ever finished it?
I barely started it. I think I got about an hour in.
You got to play it. You got to play it. We'll play it together. Here's the deal. The cool thing about it too is it actually does Game Boy Color modes as well. So if the game, if it's a game like Follow the Foot Clan, it defaults to the Game Boy Color programming for that. So like it had the greens and the blues for Turtles. It had different colors for Tetris. I'm really wanting to find, and I know it's expensive, so I don't know if I'll ever get it, like an actual Game Boy copy of Donkey Kong, because that's one of my favorite Game Boy games. I want to get that just so that I can have it. Yeah, see, Justin,
you have to talk to Dan.
I do like Donkey Kong. I do. Just
I mean, it's the same way that I like Mega Man. Like it exists and it's okay, but like why?
that's not how I like.
Did you watch my, speaking of Mega Man? Did you watch my Luna stream when I played Mega Man 11 on Luna?
I did not. I will though.
You should.
I'll go back and watch it. I even said
I'm playing this because of Marty Estes.
Did you have a horrible time?
The leg was not good. It was not good. You could literally see like, oh, I've jumped. Oh no, I have not. Now I am dead.
You should try those games, you know, when it's not that. Well, that's what we've been playing. Let's turn on the community spotlight and round the show out.
Start it.
What? I love how it just stopped. Oh, sorry, Tim. Why are we waiting?
Because I have something I wanted to share real quick before we got into the community spotlight. So with all of this, you know, Mario Brother craziness going on, right? Because of the movies out and all that stuff. I was out at the mall with the family and they told me, my wife and my daughter told me, hey, we went to Lush. If you know what, do you guys know what Lush is?
Yeah.
We went to Lush.
I do not.
Lush is a place where they sell all kinds of soaps and lotions and all that kind of stuff.
Creams and lotions.
Yes. And so we were in the mall and they were like, here, come in here and check this out. So I went in there and lo and behold, they were selling Nintendo products. They were selling Nintendo soaps. And I actually picked up some. I picked up one Mario shower gel from Lush. It's red. I have no idea what it's supposed to smell like, but it's red.
I think Mario smells like cold pepperoni pizza.
Let's see.
Or spaghetti sauce.
It smells kind of fruity. Maybe it smells nice. It smells nice. It smells nice. All right. So then there's a green Luigi one. It's also shower gel. You know, again, this is from Lush. And no, they don't sponsor us. I bought this with my own money.
See. But I'm not opposed to it, Lush. Because I'm a shill for anything, you know. What do you think? Let me ask it. You know, again,
can I ask? I'm on the website right now, and I've got to ask something before anybody else says anything.
I got two more things too.
What is shower jelly?
That's what I got right here. A Bowser shower jelly.
Can you open that? Is it like it on there?
It jiggles like jelly.
Why?
That was my question.
Why?
I don't have it out for you guys to see, but it's squishy. Look, here you go. See, squishy. I was squishing it with my finger. It's very moist.
Oh my gosh. Kill me now.
I don't even know how to deal with that right now.
Oh my gosh.
And then.
Oh, yes. Oh, well done.
I have the Princess Peach shower jelly, which is also very squishy and moist.
Stop.
Whose sound clip was that?
That's you.
For what did I do? Where did that sound clip come from?
Dude, I have no clue, but it's that you should never do that again.
It's from Portal 2.
It's from Portal 2. It's not Justin.
It sounds just like Justin.
Okay,
but yeah, I was so like,
I was like, I don't ever remember doing that. I mean,
I bought them all. I bought them all. And yes, there's a video, a first look of me using these in the shower. No, I'm kidding. There's not a first look.
In the Dad's After Dark channel.
No, but yeah, I had to pick them up. So, and I wanted to share that those things are out there at Lush.
Now I'm looking at the website. Thanks, Tim.
Apparently they have a question block as well.
They didn't have it there at the store. So that's cool. Okay. Yeah. Otherwise I would have got it.
My wife was going to pick up some stuff for me actually. And she's like, do we bore you? I was like, no, I'm okay. I'm okay.
Question block bath bomb.
There it is. Yeah. Yeah.
I wish I would have saw that there. I didn't even see those.
They have a limited edition gift box. Y'all, they're selling a question block gift box. There's nothing in it. It's $10.
Yeah, they didn't have that there.
The power of the Mario brand.
I was looking for a gift box with all this stuff in it, but I had to buy each thing separately. So, but it sounds like I would have to buy them all separately anyways.
Princess Peach body spray is $45.
They didn't have a smaller version because I bought all the small versions of this.
No, this is it. 6.7 fluid ounces.
How much was this thing? I can't remember.
$45.
I think each of these bottles were like $10 and they're like only.
I don't care.
3.3 ounces. 3.3 ounces.
Yeah, I think $12.50 yes. For 3.3 fluid ounces.
And then the jelly is 3.5 ounces.
Oh, jelly. But you can get a larger jelly.
They had bigger ones, but I was
$10.
That's what I've been telling. Beer. Never mind. I'm going to leave that joke alone.
Don't. Yep. Warning. Danger. No. We're not going there. Tim, thanks for sharing your jelly with us. I don't think I'm ready for it. Let's go on to the community spotlight, shall we? Jesse, you just love that button too much. You love the warning. Tim, you want to take us through these questions?
Absolutely. All right. We got some questions that hopefully we didn't miss because sometimes those questions get buried, especially in Discord. But
I think we got a
voicemail too. Voicemail? Yes.
Jesse, ready? Okay, cool.
Well, the voicemail might make more sense than the spoiler cast.
Okay, cool.
Then let's do it there.
All right. So starting with Discord, we got a question from Chris HL94. With the trailer of the Mario movie showing Donkey Kong getting fire flower powers, could we see a future 2D Mario game like New Super Mario Bros. Where DK is a playable character?
Sure. Why not? Anything's possible.
I wonder if that's the hook for the next game.
Yeah, I mean, that could be it, right? There's always been that rumored 2D Donkey Kong platformer, right? I wonder if maybe it's including Mario in some way, like Mario and Donkey Kong's Great Adventure, right? Whatever you want to call it.
Well, 3D world, the enemies started using it, power-ups, so why not other characters? It makes sense to me.
Yeah, I think it would be pretty cool. And I think, too, with some of the interviews with Miyamoto, he talked about how in the movie Princess Peach is more, you know, outgoing and doing things, and he wishes he could do a game with Princess Peach, you know.
They did, and it was great.
Yes, they did.
And I wish they would do another one.
And I agree, and that's why I'm hoping maybe there is going to be one of those too. So
that is a game that I hope eventually comes to some form of Nintendo online / streaming, whatever, because it's like, I'm afraid it's going to get lost.
Yeah.
If it doesn't. I mean, it's a DS game, so how in the world could they do that? But I enjoyed that game.
I had that game, but I think the game, my game broke because for the last time I tried playing it, it wouldn't boot. So I'm not sure what happened to it.
Well, it'll maybe come to the Switch DS when that comes out. So anyways, the next question from Koopa Kid 80.
What was that? The game explains April Fool's joke.
That we said that even before. They got that April Fool's joke from us for sure. You know it. They stole it from us. Of course. Anyways, Koopa Kid 80, what is the dad's favorite activity to do outside now that spring has sprung? And you're outside on a beautiful spring day, kicking back and relaxing. What beverage do you drink to keep cool and relax?
I don't go outside.
I'm with.
That's Mario where the bees way. Are. I don't like bees.
All right.
Watch your language, Marty. Jeez.
No, not bees. Like stinging bees and bugs. I legit. Okay. Got vulnerability here. Okay. I legit have a phobia of bugs.
Yeah.
I do. Like I don't like bugs. It comes from the time that I was 5 years old and my dad and I were in Nashville and there were, I don't know if you guys get these up there in Canada, Justin, but we have in the U.S. here, we have cicadas that come out and they're like 13-year swarms or whatever. And when they come out, they come out. I mean, there's a lot of them. And we were at in the parking lot of Heels department store, which no longer exists. And I was deathly afraid of the locusts already. They were disgusting. They make these horrible buzzing sounds. And I turned to speak to him and he had one on his shoulder. And he flipped it with his finger and it went in my mouth.
Oh, yeah. That would
and
do it.
I, that's it. I'm done. I'm yeah. done.
Wow.
Forever with bugs. That's
on the happy side.
Yeah. I don't go outside. But when I do go outside, my drink is I go inside to get something to drink so I don't have to be outside.
For me, it's I like being around like, sitting around like almost in the cooler nights around a campfire or something with friends and family, just you know, having a drink.
I do like a campfire.
Yeah,
I do like to sit outside when it's yeah. nice and campfire-y.
Yes.
Yeah, I will give you where I am. Believe it or not, I like to hike. So if I get a chance, I'll head out to the Rocky Mountains, which aren't too far from me, both in Canmore, Banff, and Waterton. And we'll do some day hiking, which is great. Love that with family. So that's like a pretty awesome day. Like if you were to like, what's a good day look like for you? It's like 8 o'clock, leave the house. Backpack is packed for the day. Snacks and adventures. And we're going to go hiking for that time. I'm also like when spring is coming through, I'm pretty apt to be happy on a lazy Saturday, be sitting outside with a smoker, getting the, you know, getting some ribs going or something like
some
that.
Meats.
Some meats and sipping on, a nice cold beer is pretty content. There's a great brewery here called the Medicine Hat Brewery, and they make this fantastic beer. It's called Creamsicle and it tastes like a creamsicle. And so it's a great summer
interesting.
Beer. Great summer beer just to sit on the patio and just have a couple of those. And then when it gets cool, yeah, bring out the fire pit and do a backyard barbecue or a backyard fire pit with the folks and, you know, some s'mores and some chilling. I'm pretty happy with that. Pretty content.
Yeah. I'm like with Marty where I try to avoid outside, like into my 20s, into my early 30s, I was like allergic to just yes. You know, have you ever seen like allergy tests where it's like a grid of like 40 or 50 different needles that they dip into all these allergens and then they put it on your arm and you see how much it lights up like a Christmas tree with, you know, the saline. Obviously you shouldn't be allergic to that is zero to pure histamine where it swells up to a full centimeter and then everything is somewhere in between them. Yeah. I was like 75% looking like histamine. So I was allergic to damn well everything outside. So, I avoided that as much as I could.
I got that fun. That was fun when I was a kid. They're like, we're going to go to the doctor and then we're going to stick all these bottles full of liquid in your back.
Hmm.
Yep, that's kind of the same thing. But they do it on your arm now. It's
probably because, you know, they traumatize kids like me. So there you go.
That's crazy.
Good question, though.
That is a great question.
Needless to say, you don't play favorites, but every family has a natural unspoken hierarchy. Longest legs up front, shortest kid in the way back, and the one with the best attitude, right smack dab in the middle. Sorry, buddy. The first ever Lexus TX is a three-row SUV where everybody wins. With loads of elbow room, cargo room, and leg room. for everyone, no matter where they sit. This is a new era of three-row luxury, the Lexus TX. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
This episode is brought to you by Tinder. You matched, chatted, vibe checked. Now it's time to meet IRL. So, what's stopping you? Tinder is making dating safer and easier with their excellent safety features, like Share My Date, the best way to let your friends know your plans, while Moonlight allows you to discreetly call emergency services, and Are You Sure will prompt people to think twice before sending a potentially harmful message. Explore all of the possibilities for yourself. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today.
All right, Solo Something asks, with summer grill outs, are you a grilled burger, bratwurst, or grilled hot dog person? If you had to choose between them, what are your go-to toppings? And of course, this is a judge-free zone. So
I'm a burger guy first, and then I'd go bratwurst, then I'd go hot dog. Hot dog or bratwurst, I'm just looking at mustard.
They're interchangeable though, right?
Pretty close. Well, I mean, a bratwurst is a much thicker meat, bigger sausage. Yeah, it's there is definitely a difference for sure,
yes,
right?
When I think of
a hot dog, I think of like a Schneider's hot dog, right? So it's like it's a brand of hot dog here.
Is it? We have Nathan, the only
casing,
the only acceptable hot dog.
Nathan's.
Yeah, Nathan's, some like famous Nathan's, yeah, hot dogs. They sponsor the hot dog eating competition every year.
Where bratwurst is a sausage, right? So hot dog is a sausage. There's a burger.
And here's the deal. Like, just
also, America, cook your burgers all the way through. None of this like medium well done, cooked proper.
No,
I do not like it when my burger.
What kind of monster are you?
Like, we are the kind of monsters that make sure that our hamburgers are cooked properly.
You like to be able to play your national sport with your hamburger.
Yes.
Well, not that far, but just properly cooked. Now, I will tell you, if you're talking about a steak, I'll take a medium rare for sure. But like when it comes to a burger, burger needs to be cooked all the way through.
It's the same thing.
Not in our country. But I mean, we got free healthcare. So what happens if we get food poisoning? We don't care. It's fine, right?
So I'm going to follow up here, Justin, with you. Definitely, you put it in the right list. I love the fact from Solo and you, chicken is not even on the list because chicken doesn't belong on a grill because there's no effective way to grill chicken without burning it or giving everyone a case of the runs. Right. But I'm definitely a burger guy. I've got to have a burger. And let me tell you what you do to your burger next time you do it. Follow Uncle Marty's advice here, or as my niece calls me, Unc. Follow Unc's advice here. All right. Next time you pat out your hamburgers, sprinkle a little cinnamon over the top of them as you grill. Just try it. A little cinnamon. Gives the meat a little different flavor, a little difference there. But you know what? One of the best toppings that you can have on a burger is a fried egg. So I'm gonna get out there and I'm gonna grill up some bacon. I'm gonna get my Blackstone going. I'm gonna get the griddle top hot. I'm gonna fry up some bacon and egg cheeseburgers.
Okay. Do you cook the yolk through or do you keep it runny?
I like it runny.
That is the right answer.
I like it runny. And that's the only way I'll eat a runny yolk egg is on a hamburger. But if I'm going to have brats, Justin, I'm going to go to the store and I'm going to find me some bacon cheese brats. I can't hear you.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting. So like you bacon, never had a bacon cheese in them, hey?
Yeah, like you bite into it and there's cheese in the brats.
Yeah, I'll get here like a smoky we would have here that would have like cheddar in it for cheese.
Yeah. You spiral cut them. If it's hot dogs, spiral cut them, slather them in barbecue sauce before you throw them on the grill.
My wife does like in the barbecue. I'll do that. Like I'll pre-barbecue sauce that sucker, throw it on. Right.
Yeah.
And then like, do you also, if you're having the hot dog with the bun, are you putting potato chips in there? You putting crisps? You doing that thing?
What?
I've seen it done. So
you've got a hot dog bun, all right? You're having a hot dog, and maybe, I don't know, maybe you're ketchup mustard guy. I don't know what you're putting in there, right? Then you're going to grab some chips, all right? For those of you across the pond, crisps, all right? And you're going to crunch them up. Maybe some barbecue, like Lay's or barbecue Old Dutch. You don't have
to try that.
whatever crunch, you put it in the bun, and then you put your hot dog in the bun with the chips. It is salty, it is crunchy, and it is good.
I like it.
And if you want like a crazy combo, barbecue on barbecue, right? You got the salty Ooh. Barbecue chips with a little bit of barbecue sauce on your yep. on your burger on your hot dog. Boom, there you go.
What about you guys?
I actually don't like bratwurst. I know, mainly because I don't like the Italian types of spices, just in general. So I avoid sausage as much as I can.
I thought you were gonna be like, I don't like bratwurst because I don't like Germans.
No.
I'd like to be, just, I like it if he was just all of a sudden Jesse just went on this like just being racist, right? Like
no, I don't like the spices. I think I would go with the hot dog first, then the burger. Hot dog topping will be, I'll normally go with like a barbecue sauce and a relish and some onion, and on a burger, almost the same, like a mayonnaise and barbecue sauce and what. And pickles, almost relish, but not so chopped up, I guess.
You know who makes a good hot dog? Costco.
Yes.
Yeah. Costco makes a good hot dog for $1.50.
Sam's is $1.38 now.
Yeah.
We're shutting Costco down. You get a drink and a hot dog for $1.38.
Can't beat that deal. Yeah, you get a hot dog and a drink here in Canada for $1.50.
I will eat all of those things you guys said, but basically mine is like definitely usually I go for a hamburger first, then the bratwurst, then a hot dog. But sometimes if I'm really hungry, I'll take all three.
My man,
like we'll go to a cookout and my wife will roll up and she'll be like, you get one.
Yeah.
You pick a hamburger or a hot dog. We like these people. They don't know us yet. We want to be invited back.
So to me, hot dogs are like, if you've got a, you know, like you've got another family coming over and they've got a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
You're like, the hot dog's the easy solution. All right.
Right.
And then you're like, it's kind of the gauge of your friendship and relationship with them. Are we having the hot, like, are we just, we're just starting off. I don't know you. I'm going to do the hot dog. I'm looking to maybe impress you. All right, we're maybe moving to bratwurst. You and I are top-notch friends. We're ride or die. I'm busting out the barbecue. I'm busting out the burgers now. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Dustin, if I came to your house, what would you serve me?
Can of tuna.
So in other words, I wouldn't eat because I don't eat seafood.
Listen, y'all make choices. I'd give you a moose meat is what I do. I take the rack of moose meat that I have out here, and I just throw it in the barbecue for you. Put some poutine and some gravy on that.
Get some maple barbecue sauce on it, right?
Yeah, some maple
barbecue He's going to go get some natively drawn maple syrup from his maple syrup trees in his backyard.
Just walk right out there, and just give her a good crack nut, and you take the maple syrup and you pour it all over the moose, and you just give her. Actually, I'm super excited now that Apple has actually put the moose in the emojis, because I've been having a lot of moose conversations with my friends, and I was going to say,
now you can communicate in your native language.
sure lads, that lady, oh my gosh, she's three mooses and a hockey stick. You know what I'm saying? It's tough to say that when you don't know what's going on, boys.
My gosh. Wow.
Great.
Didn't know we were veering there.
I'm ready for summertime now. I'm ready for all the spring and summer to bring it on. So, but we, I don't know about the rest of you guys, but as soon as it's warm enough, we're back to the grilling or griddling or whatever.
We don't ever stop.
Yeah. You're in Tennessee.
It does get cold here. It was cold here today. That's why I've got a hoodie on. But I'll just back the car out of the garage and light the Blackstone up.
There you go. Well,
so
even in Minnesota, I would sometimes grill in the winter, you know.
Yeah, well, we've done that here too. For
400 sure. degree grill is still 400 degrees, even if it's 10 degrees outside.
Yes.
This is correct.
Yes. It's just depending on how much snow you want to stand in, depending on, you know, if it snowed or not.
That's right. What shovel's for.
Yes. All right. Next question in our Discord comes from Ebicel, and he says, anyone get this? And he's referring to the Kit and Krista controller.
That's a beautiful controller, but it's very expensive.
Yeah, I already just put some money down on the Zelda one. So
yeah, did you not just hear your man spent $300 on Final Fantasy games that he owns in five different systems? Did you not hear that? Right? Come on now. That is a very nice controller. Very great collaboration.
Yes.
Man, it would be super interesting if maybe other shows had collaboration
controllers. For those who don't know what this is, it is their podcast logo on the front with actual their actual art and a signature on the back. It's a beautiful, I love the way it's like purple and kind of orangey pinkish with the white grips. $165 a controller. That's a lot. That's a lot.
I knew it was going to be
sure if it was a Nintendo Dad's controller, you'd all pay for it, wouldn't you?
You know how we get a Nintendo Dad's controller? You go to down to the Walmart and you get a can of red spray paint and black spray paint, and you just get your pro controller and you just go to town. You can customize it however you want, and then you get
slap some stickers on it.
Get a moose sticker. And you slap it on the back and write Juster Masser on there. Mm-hmm.
Juster Masser.
Maple syrup mousses, eh?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Nobody heard from the pre-show. My son accidentally called Justin
Maple
Juster.
Maple syrup mousses.
And so now his name is Juster.
Is that Juster over there?
Is that Juster? Yep. It was because he was looking at the name and the N looks like an R on there. So he was like, is that Juster?
It doesn't really, but okay.
But all right. So, but yes, that would be cool if there was a Nintendo Dad version. If there was, what would you guys want to see on that? How would you like to see a Nintendo Dad's controller? What would be on that control, pro controller?
I guarantee you what it wouldn't say on it. It wouldn't say Nintendo Dad, so we wouldn't get sued by Nintendo.
It'd say Nindads.
There you go.
Black and red and white.
It'd have to be black, red, and white. I think it'd have to use our logo somewhere on it. You know,
mushroom, with headphones, and a tie.
Our face profile arts.
That could be one, yes, some customized ones.
I want one with
our face profile arts will be on each button.
I want one of those, like with a picture of me with the title belt slung over my shoulder pointing. Sure. That's some good art right there. That's what I want.
I'm calling A because of my last name starts with an A. So
I call Y because it's in my name.
I'll say my single pose is a Y.
Oh, well, there you go. Justin, you and I'll have to fight for X or B.
Sure. I'll take X because, you know, X going to give it to you.
I'll tell you, it would certainly be interesting if we did have our own controller.
It would be very interesting if we had our own controller.
It would be very interesting.
I wonder if people would pay for a controller if it was built like that, custom made, but that might be for another conversation.
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows?
Next question from YouTube. Yeah. From Quag311, I actually captured this in reviewing some of our comments, and he says and asks, when I saw the subtitle for this episode, You Shall Not Pass, I thought it mentioned the end of Street Pass, but upon listening to it, I realized it was Justin combining Gandalf with Ganondorf, which is worth an episode of its own. Gandalf the Grey, Gandalf the White, Ocarina Ganondorf, Wind Waker Ganondorf, Twilight Princess Ganondorf, which combination is the most powerful?
I am so confused right now.
Wind Waker Ganondorf.
Which of the Gandalf and Ganondorf combinations would be the most powerful?
I think it would have to be Breath of the Wild Ganondorf and Gandalf the White, because wasn't he the Gandalf the White when he came back?
Yes.
Yeah. When he fell off the thing. So what would we call him? Like Ganondalf? Ganondalf.
Didn't we have a member Gandalf member in our Discord? I'll have to find that.
Could one of them be like the one that was like Blight Ganon or whatever that you fought at the end of Breath of the Wild? That one and Saruman.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
I would like the Scooby-Doo one.
Zoinks.
The Scooby-Doo Gandalf?
Yep.
Is there one?
Probably not.
Jesse, Justin, you got any combination?
Justin headcanon over here. Not really. I I don't know much about the Gandalf to know one thing or the other. I saw, I think, two of the three movies when they were new and haven't seen them in 15 years. So
didn't we have this conversation before about seeing those movies?
Probably.
Marty has a story about that, I think. And don't you have a story about
seeing it has come up at least once in 8 years.
Seeing the Lord of the Rings movies or something. I don't know. I remember that. Maybe I'm just having deja vu. I don't know. But anyways.
I don't really have a story. I just I've watched all of them. The extended versions, even. We kind of make my father-in-law has them, and he watches them yearly.
Yeah.
He loves those movies.
They're great movies.
I didn't realize they made, three Hobbit movies.
You didn't watch them?
No.
Yes,
we went and saw
drew that one out.
A middle school production of The Hobbit. And so we're like, we're going to go home with my youngest daughter and have a movie night, and we're going to watch The Hobbit. And then I was like, oh, there's three of them? We got through the first hour, and it was like, yeah, I think we're pretty good here.
Yeah. Should have just watched the old cartoon.
Those old cartoons are creepy.
Yeah. We watched them in elementary school.
Somebody was on drugs.
We watched The Hobbit cartoon in elementary school. I remember that. That was fantastic, along with Charlotte's Web.
Oh, the Charlotte's Web cartoon is amazing.
Classic. Yeah. Classic tearjerker. Just like the Mario movie, when Luigi dies at the end. Spoiler, I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's the wrong show. All right.
Wow.
Great questions from the community, as usual. Again, we will have a voicemail from Christian, but it's related to the movie in our movie spoiler cast that we'll be doing after this show that you can go listen to, as Marty talked about earlier. So with that, time to close the show.
Yep. That's we're not going to play the voicemail now. It goes with the other one. Sorry. Thank you for listening to this very disjointed episode 421 of Nintendo Dads. And as we close out the show, we want to say a huge thanks to our Patreon producers, Dave Ernsberger, RJ Kern, and Jacqueline Amira, as well as our other 90 plus patrons who keep this dumpster fire a-roaring. You guys are awesome, and we're part of the greatest community in the world. We love you guys, and we're very thankful for you. Also, a special thank you to our 16 Twitch subscribers and over 14 that should probably be Twitch Prime subscribers. We don't just have 16 people following us on Twitch. We actually have 1,407 following us. 16 Twitch Prime subscribers who actually get access to our Discord as well. So if you have an Amazon Prime subscription and your Twitch Prime subscription is not doing anything, we would love to have that as well. And 6,700, a little over that, YouTube subscribers. Thank you. I want to just reiterate, we wouldn't be here without you guys. And so we're very thankful for you. You can check out our website, nintendodads.org, for our Spotify podcast feeds for our show, as well as other Nintendo Dads family of podcasts like Game Pass News, Dads After Dark, Retro Logics, family of podcasts. And find our newest YouTube videos and tweets and all of our social media, Patreon, Extra Life, and merch pages over there. Don't forget to check out our sponsors like Manscaped. You can get 20% off your Manscaped order with free shipping by using the code NINDADS. That's NINDADS. And get an extra 15% off from our friends over at Konzuri with the code NINDADS, NINDADS, at konzuri.com/NintendoDads. That's 45% off your order for some really awesome shoes. Contact us in most places like Patreon, Twitch, Facebook, Instagram, all that by typing in Nintendo Dads, or email us at nintendodads@gmail.com, or you can call in and leave a voicemail at 929-25-NDADS. That's 929-256-3237. Big thanks to OC Miri Mix for the music used throughout the show. And reminder, wherever you download our podcast, wherever you catch the audio version of that, please leave us a 5-star review and a comment. We would love to see that, and it helps push us up the charts and help other people find the show. For me, for Jesse, for Justin, for Tim, and some kind of crazy, goofy pink pig thing, this has been episode 421 of Nintendo Dads. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Here we go.
Wolverine! Wahoo! Let's go!
Is that Mickey Mouse trying to do a Mario impression?
You shut the hell up, huh? Tim, I'm gonna murder you.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to Nintendo Dads.
Do you know who I am?
Nintendo Dads Podcast.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah Baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.